Off the Ball. GAA.
Who is the best player that you've played against?
David Clifford.
Sam Mulray.
Dermot Connolly probably. He's unbelievable. He's just unbelievable.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join. Rugby Daily on Off the Ball.
Welcome to Monday's Rugby Daily. My name is Richie McCormack. On the way, we hear from Jacques Nienaber and Josh van der Fleer, and Leinster turned their attentions to La Rochelle once more. The refereeing appointments for the Irish side's respective quarter-finals, and the French clubs leading the race to sign Antoine Frisch. First up today, Gary Ringrose and Cian Healy are doubts for Leinster's Investec Champions Cup quarter-final with La Rochelle. Ringrose wasn't involved in Saturday's last 16 win over Leicester and will be assessed this week due to a shoulder issue. Healy was the second half replacement for Andrew Porter, but picked up a leg injury and will also be monitored this week. Ross Byrne did train with his teammates today, despite concerns over a shoulder injury of his own that forced him off on Saturday. Charlie Natai and Jimmy O'Brien are in the mix for the visit of the defending champions to the Aviva, having recovered from respective calf and neck injuries. Leinster won the last meeting of the sides back in December during the pool stage, but its defeat to Ronan O'Gara's side in each of the last two Champions Cup finals that will rankle with Leinster. Josh van der Fleer was asked today if he had any takeaways from those losses.
I suppose as an individual, you, any game like that, I mean, those two games, the two finals we played against them, they were came down to one score, to a tiny, tiny margin. And I suppose at any stage, I suppose as a player, it's kind of natural to think back on immediately after the game in the disappointment. You're kind of thinking, well, if I'd made that pass or I'd got that tackle or any of those, you could look back at any moment of the game and said, if I'd done that right, that could have been the difference. And I suppose that's just the nature of sport. It's made up of so many moments, and I suppose you have to be, as a player, you have to be realistic about it. And I suppose what we know, I suppose, from those games and what we've learned is that it is about those the small moments. And I suppose if you just need to win the right ones and win as many as you can, and it kind of comes down to that, because anytime we've played them, it's been a pretty close game. So yeah, it'll be down to the small margins, I reckon.
La Rochelle are preparing for Saturday's game in O'Gara's home county of Cork, and Leinster coach Jacques Nienaber gave his take on O'Gara's reasons for setting up camp at Fota.
I think it's probably logistics, and two ways. I think it's probably logistics for him. If he flies back from South Africa, he has to fly into Paris, then he's probably have to take a bus or a train trip or maybe a short flight back to Bordeaux, and then he has to get into a bus or a train to get to La Rochelle. Where if he flies into Paris, I'm not sure if he had a direct connection, maybe flying into Cork, maybe that would probably take some travel time away. So I I'm guessing. I mean, I won't know. The best thing is probably to ask him. But I think from a coach's point of view, that's probably one of the things that you would maybe not go home. And then the other thing is probably I think. For a big week like this, it's nice to almost get your team into Cork. I don't think there will be as much pressure on them from a media point of view as there would be back home. And then obviously he has his team together, you know, so it's always nice when you're together and you want a quick meeting after dinner. Everybody is in the hotel, everybody is available, so you can have a quick 15-minute connection. Tomorrow morning you can have a quick 20-minute line-out walkthrough if you want to, because it's not like there everybody has to come in. So I think it's probably, I would say, those three reasons. Logistics. Second one is there's probably less media attention and pressure where he's in Cork, and then the connection part within the team is easier.
Carl Dixon will referee Saturday's quarter-final at the Aviva. The English official was one of the assistants when La Rochelle edged last season's final by a single point. The other assistant that day, Christoph Ridley, will referee Ulster's Challenge Cup quarter-final away to Clermont. Scottish official Mike Adamson will oversee the meeting of Benetton and Connacht. Meanwhile, World Rugby have welcomed the prosecution in Australia of an individual for online abuse of a match official. The offending comments were made towards a TMO and his wife during a match at last year's World Cup in France. The individual was identified to the Australian authorities where they reside and summarily prosecuted. According to World Rugby, they were convicted on one count of use carriage service to menace or harass via online communication. World Rugby also confirmed that it intends to take steps to bar the individual from buying tickets for future World Rugby-owned events. In addition, World Rugby confirmed that further cases are pending across five jurisdictions as a result of their programme to snuff out abuse. La Rochelle are among the French clubs believed to be interested in signing Munster centre Antoine Frisch. In the wake of yesterday's Champions Cup loss to Northampton, Munster head coach Graham Rowntree admitted that a Frisch departure could be on the cards this summer after he pledged his international future to France. Reports from France say that La Rochelle and Toulon head the race to secure Frisch's signature. Montpellier are also monitoring Frisch's situation. That's according to Midi Olympique. And finally, French rugby is in mourning today following the passing of André Boniface at the age of 89. Along with his brother Guy, Boniface was said to personify the notion of French flair. André Boniface made 48 appearances for Les Bleus between 1954 and 66, helping them win four Five Nations titles during that time. He kicked a penalty on a drop to help his home club Mont de Marsan win their only French title in 1963. The club would later name their stadium in honour of André and Guy, the latter of whom was killed in a car crash at the age of just 30. André Boniface was inducted into the World Rugby Hall of Fame in 2011. That's it for today's Rugby Daily. Don't forget to subscribe to the OTB Rugby feed to keep this podcast coming to you Monday to Friday free of charge. My name's Richie McCormack, and I'll be back with more Rugby Daily for you tomorrow. Till then, thanks for listening.